Into sports.
20 yards out, Urs to shoot, don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
Then get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah.
No. Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? He'd get a slap.
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your App Store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power. Fake crowd noise. The Emirates never sounded so good. Gamble responsibly. Gamblingcare.ie.
Stewie, Ireland beaten in Belgrade after a really positive start to the game and leading after 39 minutes. It all ended up going horribly wrong. What's your assessment on it?
Yeah, it all really went horribly wrong. A moment of poor decision, I suppose, from the goalkeeper Travers for the second Serbian goal. From a move that really didn't have us in any danger. We had players back on the cover. We looked to be able to have dealt with it. And then Mitrovic has just, he's spotted him, hasn't he? He's 40 yards out, seeing that Travers is way too far off his line. And he's had the vision and the quality to execute the lob. And it seems perfect, to be quite honest with you. And it seems to have just shell-shocked Ireland. And it's sort of completely, in a split second, has undermined everything good we had done for that first 60-65 minutes or so. And we just went into our shell a little bit, conceded the third, and once the third has gone in, it's said it in commentary, you might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. We needed to kind of go for it and try and grab anything out of it, which we did do, which shows that there's resilience there and there's some sort of belief. But I don't want to look at the game, I suppose, as a whole. I would rather come away from the game looking at how, you know, what was very good about Ireland, and we've gotten that monkey off our back, you know, the goal thing. Mm. We've created opportunities. We took our goal really well.
But it was still a defeat. And still 3.5 years ago, Ireland started a World Cup campaign in Belgrade and drew 2-2, playing a different style of football. So
yeah, and we hung on.
The age-old debate, which is better?
Yeah, and we literally just played the whole campaign like that, Nathan, just trying to grab these last minute equalizers. And you know, I don't think that's a constructive or a way to go forward. I think we have to really look at evolving the game, especially the way the international team play, and this is part of it. Look, do you know what, if we don't get the results in the next 2-3-4 games, Stephen's going to lose his job. It's that simple. Okay, but look, while we're here, we might as well try and stick to this this belief that we have, that we need to try and play better football. We're definitely getting there. This is the first game of a qualifying campaign. If you're going to lose one now. It's Serbia away, you know, 3-2 away to Serbia. There's not very much in the game other than one world-class goal and a bit of quality. We're down players at the moment as well, so I think we have to stick to the belief that we can still build from here.
Does it have to be one or the other, though? Because Ireland, for an hour of that game, did play really well, and as you say, defended solidly when they got possession of the ball, tried to keep it, created a lot of half chances, particularly in that 15-minute spell after half time. But is there, when you get to the hour mark, a moment maybe where you think, we're in Belgrade, away from home in the first game of the campaign, let's just take it. Let's just sit in. Let's just keep it tight. And let's just hold everyone back.
I think there's an element of that, yeah. And that's experience. I mean, those players should really know that. But I'll keep going back to it, Nathan. I saw no danger in the goal. It was just a mistake from the goalkeeper. It's that simple. And the fact that you had a player that had the ability to execute that lob. And that's what's really killed us. I think at that time, had we not have conceded, yes, we would have taken a bit of pressure from Serbia because they'd made changes and they brought off a bit of quality off the bench. But I think we could have dealt with that had Serbia kind of kept playing the way they had been playing. But we're done by a sucker punch. It's a wonderful goal, wonderfully taken goal. I think we just have to come away looking at, did we play better? You know, did we create chances? You know, and I think we did. We need to tighten up at the back. All right, you know, we need to look at the individual mistakes that's led to the goal, and that's something we can definitely improve on. But a good performance, a good win against Luxembourg on Saturday, and I think the heads will be lifted.
What about the team selection and the system he went with? They three at the back managed to get both Seamus Coleman and Matt Doherty into the team. Was it the right system when you look at how the game planned out?
You would say it's the right system for that first 60 minutes, wouldn't you? Because we've scored a wonderful team goal. Brown took his goal really, really well. And I thought we had a really good shape on our team. If you want to nitpick at a couple of things, well, you might say that Matt Doherty, has he showed up tonight? Like, you know, I mean, he's supposed to be our best player, £15 million, signing for Tottenham. Didn't see much of him tonight, you know, an off night for him. And we know he's got a lot more quality than that. So, you have to look at, you know, the performances of some of the other players, you know, Cullen, Malumbi, Brown. I think they stood up tonight. O'Shea, Clark, very good at the back. Coleman was excellent, really, really top notch tonight. But we ultimately came across a Serbian team that just had that extra bit of quality, really. And what we needed at that time was just to see out a 15-20 minute spell where we were going to take on pressure. And we didn't, you know, we've conceded the second goal.
That extra bit of attacking quality is something that Ireland have lacked under Mick McCarthy, under Martin O'Neill, really since Robbie Keane left the scene. That even those chances after half time were half chances, they were decent balls in, that there was no real clinical edge. That's not going to change. So what does Stephen Kenny do? I wonder, do you think any of these players can suddenly emerge with that level of quality over the next couple of years?
I mean, you look at the likes of Adam Ida, Troy Parrott. I mean, they're all on the kind of periphery there. You'd like to kind of bring them through, wouldn't you? But I don't think that's going to happen in time to maybe change Stephen's look, for want of a better phrase. You know, I think you have to go with the players that we have at the moment, and the type of football and the system that we want to play, and I can only see us getting better, Nathan. You know, I don't see us going stepping back here. I can see us moving forward. Saturday will tell a huge tale. You know,
well, it's a must win.
It's a must win, of course.
So we can talk about progress and young players coming through. 5 defeats in 9 games, even with all the issues that were there with COVID. If you don't beat Luxembourg at home, every Irish manager is going to be under enormous pressure.
And one of the key things about the Luxembourg game on Saturday is that we're going into that game now knowing we're a possession team. We're a team based on possession. We're at home. We're expected to go and dominate that game, much in the way that maybe Serbia would have done for much of the game tonight. If we don't do that on Saturday, then the system's not worth, you know, the paper it's written on, it's not worth it. We have to go and dominate that game if there's any merit in the way we're trying to play at all.
Ireland started the game with 5 players with under 5 caps. They finished the game with Hendrick, McLean, Brady, the Euro 2016 generation. Hendrick's introduction for Malumbi. Like, Malumbi, he's going to become a cult hero very quickly for Irish fans because he's all action, he's everywhere, he's going to get bookings, he's going to get sent off, he's going to do mad stuff. And he played really well, and we were both a bit confused as to why he was coming off. Maybe his energy levels were gone, having not played a lot of club football. Was that a mistake, taking him off at that stage?
I think, you know, that'll be the argument, won't it? We'll look at that. Did we really need to do it? Maybe he was looking at bringing Hendrick on to give him 30 minutes, rather than sometimes it's difficult when you come on 20, 15 minutes to go, you can't get into the game at all. But I think there's merit in that. You know, maybe it was a little bit too early. It was 60 minutes, wasn't it? Probably a little bit too early. But ultimately, you're bringing on Jeff Hendrick. I mean, Jeff Hendrick is supposed to be one of our best players, you know. So I don't think the manager should be able to bring on a player like Hendrick, and we should be able to get the same level of energy and aggression from him as you do from Malumbi. Okay, Malumbi's it's part of his game, like, you know, but I don't think the way Malumbi plays, it's very difficult to get 90 minutes of that out of any player, you know. So I think it's really nifty.
So does he need to change his game slightly, Malumbi?
I think he will change his game as he gets older. I mean, a lot of young players that have high energy like that do ultimately change their game. They learn that they can't do this forever. Plus, you don't get away with it in the modern game. I think it's fantastic what he brings to the Ireland team, because he brings that edge. I love a player with an edge, because it rubs off on other players, and you need at times in the game where you need to go get the ball back and you know, inject a little bit of energy into the game. He does that brilliantly. Yeah, but he'll change. He'll evolve as he gets older, when the legs get a little bit tired, and he develops mentally in the game, and he'll learn to pick and choose the times when to do that and when to just maybe just keep possession and get on the ball.
What Stephen Kenny wouldn't give for 11 Seamus Colemans in his team.
He was excellent tonight, the skipper, I have to say. He really showed his quality. I thought he was outstanding, read the game really well, and, you know, stepped in when he needed to step in, and great attitude. And yeah, I mean, we just don't have it, Nathan, unfortunately. Like, you know, but it's great to have him back, I have to say, as captain. I feel like we lost him for a couple of years there. I don't, you know, thinking back to the Seamus Coleman a few years ago, looked quite a frustrated figure. You know, he was a little bit yappy on the pitch. Unlike him, I think he's found himself again, and I think he'll only have a huge positive effect on this squad of players.
Kenny made some big decisions in his selection. He dropped Shane Duffy, dropped Jeff Hendrick, both really for the first time since Euro 2016. Even though it was a defeat, do you think he goes with a very similar 11 against Luxembourg on Saturday night?
I do, yeah. You might see Hendrick start on Saturday, maybe, because it's at home, because it's a game we're expected to really... I feel, anyway, we're, like, you know, I feel we're definitely expected to go and show our stuff now on Saturday. You know, a lot of talk about this possession style of football. We've now come to a point where the honeymoon period is over. We've gotten a couple of goals tonight. That monkey's off our back a little bit. We now need to see rapid progression. We don't play after Saturday. We don't play till September, is that right? So I think we need to, you know, go away Saturday, you know, leaving people in a good frame of mind. And I think as manager, unfortunately now he's in the target zone, I suppose, really. He knows that. I mean you don't manage at this level and not know what's going on around you. So he's got to galvanise them now. I don't think he'll have to do too much in the way of I don't see the players being hugely disappointed with tonight. I think they'll come away thinking, do you know what, we played well tonight. We probably should have defended the goals better than we did, but we definitely played better tonight, and we're well capable of putting it up to any team, you know, when we have that confidence. So I expect to see a huge improvement against Luxembourg on Saturday.
Well, we'll be there at the Aviva. Once again, live commentary. Look forward to it, Stewie.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Nathan.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Paddy Power. Fake crowd noise. The Emirates never sounded so good. Gamble responsibly. Gamblingcare.ie.